Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. We're all ready to go with the Bob Hope Show. This is episode number 269, and it originally aired on September 11th, 1945. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, Robert Montgomery.
The Bob Hope Show.
Let's not overdo it. You saw the man pull down the card. Get your gear squared away, boy. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from the Naval Training Station at Corpus Christi, Texas Hope. Well, here I am starting my eighth year for the same sponsor. I re-enlisted. But you know, I'm really thrilled tonight because they requested me to keep appearing before military audiences. What I didn't like about it, the request came from civilian audiences. But it's great to be back. Coming home is really something. When we flew over New York, I felt a real tug at my heart. My girdle had caught in the Bombay door. And I was is it that good, really? I was really glad to get back to Hollywood. I kissed my wife, I kissed my kids, then rushed out and kissed the street cleaner. He said, that's not necessary anymore. The cigarette shortage is over. Yesterday, I saw a big line in front of a guy at a cigarette counter. I asked one fellow, trying to buy something? He said, no, just waiting for my turn to spit in his eyes. And the gasoline, one cop saw a car parked in the highway, so he went up and said, what's the idea? The gas shortage is over. And the sailor stuck his head out and said, who's out of gas? And mind your own business. But tonight we're doing our first broadcast of the season from Corpus Christi, Texas. Corpus Christi, that's an oven with tumbleweeds. I got them now. We're getting close to home now. And things are very confused here. Texas hasn't decided yet whether or not to accept the Japanese surrender. I'm getting into the solid stuff now. The people down here are unusual. Of course, you can tell a Texan anywhere, but not very much. Oh, I got to look up that writer again. And there are a lot of tourists down here. Tourists, that's the guy who thinks the golden triangle is a problem in geometry. That joke is only funny if you've been to Corpus Christi. And then nothing's funny. But But honestly, I'm just kidding. I was thrilled by the welcome these Texans gave me. I was walking on air. In fact, I'd still be walking on air if somebody hadn't come up and cut the rope down. But this is a great place here. I don't know if it gets hot here or not, but this is the only place I ever saw where they get in a crap game and try to lose their pants. And I know one Navy gunner who got discharged from the Navy, went back to his farm. When he started to milk the cow the first morning, she turned around and said, hey, take it easy. Those aren't triggers, you know. Hello?
Just a minute, Mr. Hope. Paris calling. Deposit $184, please. Will you please deposit $184? Hello, will you please deposit $184?
What's the matter? You're crazy or something?
Well, it's Professor Corona. Well... How are you, Gerard? Corona, where are you?
Well, Hope, you remember the time this summer when we ate in that little French restaurant in Paris and you couldn't pay the bill, so you left something for security?
Yes, what about it, Kelowna?
Well, come and get me out of here.
Colonna, how do you manage to live with those holes in your head?
For piccolo lessons. What's your system?
Colonna, are you really in that Parisian restaurant?
No, Hope. I'm on top of a high tower looking around the city.
Eiffel?
No, all the shades are down. Say, where are you now, Hope?
Oh, I'm out in Texas, the brush country.
Fine. Say hello to my relatives. Say, Hope, I was out with a French girl last night.
You were out with a French girl last night, Colonna. What was her name?
Fifi.
Did you like her?
Oui, oui.
What happened?
Woo-woo!
Oh. Oh, Colonna, you're trying.
That's no use. She has a husband.
Colonna, tell me one thing. Come here. What's wrong with you?
Well, I never told anyone this, Hope, but I was born 2 years too late.
You were born 2 years too late? How come?
Stalker tired and took the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Well, Colonna, come on home. After all, what has Paris got to offer that you can't find in Corpus Christi?
What was that?
I said, what has Paris got to offer that you can't find in Corpus Christi?
Yeah, that Texas sun is really strong, isn't it?
Folks down in Salisbury, North Carolina, waiting for you, boy.
If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. And if it ain't sea, it's land. And if you ain't brave, you're past. If it ain't fresh, it's cash. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your brother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. Gotta be this or that.
Good, Jenny. Back on that. Jenny, yes. Yeah, that was Gotta Be This or That, sung by that famous screen star, Skinny Ennis, soon to be seen in his new picture, Along Came Bones.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
You can't kid me about my physique now. I put on a lot of beef this summer.
You did, huh?
Yeah, just feel that muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look around. It's there somewhere.
Skinny, is that a muscle or is your Adam's apple out on the USO tour? But isn't this a great state, Texas, Skin?
Oh, it sure is. You know, Ann Sheridan, Linda Darnell, and Ginger Rogers all came from Texas.
Yeah, and it's such flat country, too, isn't it, huh?
Man, I really go for this cowboy country, Bob. The minute I got here, I bought myself a 10-gallon hat. Cost me $20.
$20 for a 10-gallon hat?
Yeah, $15 for the hat, $5 to have the armholes cut in it.
Well, look who's here, Francis Langford.
Hiya, Bob. Hello, Skin.
Yes, sir. Well, hello, Bamboo Blonde. How are you?
Look at that. Francis, here we are back in the air again.
Yeah, that's right. Another year, another dollar.
Tell me, Francis, how did you like it down here? You know, this is Texas where men are men and women are women.
I know, Bob, but if you get a haircut, nobody will say anything to you.
Francis, are you insinuating that I'm not a he-man?
Well, it isn't that, Bob. You just don't belong in this part of the country. You know, down here, they shoot from the hip.
So what? I can shoot from the hip.
I know, Bob, but the shooting would be all over by the time you reached way back there.
Watch your lines.
Never mind. I guess there's enough guys out there doing it for you. Say, you know, Francis, this is wonderful grazing country down here.
I know it is, Bob, but gee, you make pretty good money. Why don't you eat in a restaurant?
Well, I need the calcium. Francis, let's forget jokes for a minute. I'd like to tell these folks about the great job you did this summer touring the hospital.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Did you play any hospitals where there were Navy flyers?
Well, I wanted to, but gee, I bruise so easily. I was only kidding, Bob. I wouldn't forget the Navy. I played the San Diego Naval Hospital.
Oh, I've been there.
Yes, I know, and they were so disappointed when they found you weren't with me.
Oh, did they expect me?
Well, they must have. They had the place all sprayed with DDT.
DDT. Oh, I know. You mean Dream Dandy Talkum. Yeah.
But, Bob, I'm tired of talking about myself. Let's talk about your trip to Europe, it says here.
Well, there really isn't much to it. I could tell the whole thing in a few days. But all in all...
You played army camps in France, didn't you, Bob?
That's right, Vance. I even brought you a little something from Paris. Here.
Oh, Bob, this is wonderful. But you didn't have to do this.
Oh, it's nothing, Francis. Go on, open the bottle and smell it.
Okay. Mmm. Real French dressing.
Gee, and I wonder where Professor Colonna. I wish he was here. I have a present for him, too.
Here I am, Hope.
Well, Professor Colonna, back from France. What took you so long?
Well, I flew back and I had to make six stops.
I don't understand it, Colonna. You could have flown it in one hop. Why did you make six stops?
My arms got tired.
Well, here's your present, Colonna. Well,
thank you, Hope, and I brought you a present, too. Nothing special, just an atom bomb.
Colonna, an atom bomb?
Nothing to worry about, Hope. It's only a miniature. It won't explode. Here, I'll drop it on the floor and show you. Oh, well, they were going to close Corpus Christi anyway.
Just grows and grows with every sigh. I become more mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. And you imagine how much. Yeah.
time, every doggone time, I fall in love. I get a shoving around every time. Every time, every time, every doggone time I call romance, I'm taking a chance on losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit's cave until I lose those blues my sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hide out in there. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. Cause every time, every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit's cave until I lose those blues that sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hide out in there. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. Cause every time, every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I at this point salute Hollywood for its wonderful contribution in helping bring about VJ Day. For many of its stars fought all over the world, this time not in the limelight, but just as a cog in a big war machine. Tonight we salute for his magnificent leadership and courage in the war, Commander Robert Montgomery.
Thank you, boys. Thank you, Bob.
Well, Robert, you can tell by that applause that these boys are all intensely interested in your Navy career. They're very eager to hear about it.
Well, I got in.
No, skip that. How'd you get out? But seriously, we're awfully proud of you, Bob. I guess you're the best-known Bob to ever come out of Hollywood.
Oh, I don't know, Bob. I don't know. Bob Burns did all right.
You sure you weren't an ensign? Say, did you have any trouble getting out of the Navy, Bob?
Oh, no, it was easy, and it's getting easier all the time.
It is?
Yeah, now they give you 10 points for each battleship you sink.
Well, anyway, Montgomery, you're looking grand. That Navy food must have agreed with you. Tell me, did they have menus?
Yes, but it's a little different in the Navy, Bob. You get the menus after you eat.
After you eat, what purpose would it serve then?
How else are you going to know what you've eaten?
Well, these fellas are in the Air Force here, Bob. You were in another branch, weren't you?
Yes, I was on a destroyer.
Oh, boy, that's what I love, the open sea.
Really, Bob?
Yeah, you should have seen me yesterday with the wind blowing in my face and the big guns blasting in my ears.
At sea, on a fighting ship.
No, I was standing in front of a theater where they were showing Anchors Away and the usher left the door open.
Frank Sinatra's in that, isn't he?
What's that?
I say Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, he's the only sailor that ever had to have his pants padded. Well, listen, tell me, Bob. You still wear your uniform occasionally, don't you?
I should say not. You know, when a fella finally gets that uniform off, he just hangs it up in the closet and then sits around all day saying to the morphs, eat it, eat it.
Well, I had hoped you'd bring your commander's uniform along, Bob. I wanted to borrow it from you. I got a date with a wave tonight.
You've got a date with a wave? Why do you need a uniform?
Well, I want to pull rank on it when the waiter brings the check.
at the seawall. That's the local sanitarium. Say,
Those boys will be glad to get back in civilian life, won't they, Bob?
Yeah, they certainly will, Bob. Let's show the folks that little scene, what happens on mustering out day. Think I can play a gob?
Well, it depends on what it's a gob of.
Well, let's do a little sketch for the fellas, showing a couple of sailors just getting ready to leave the boat for the last time. They're on their way to kiss the admiral. Goodbye. Come on, let's go.
Attention. Attention. Now, hear this. All sailors in Barracks 3, line up at the paymaster's window. You're being mustered out.
Oh, my God! You mean you don't want to be a civilian?
No. Spend all day making up your own mind, having someone else do your laundry, driving the same car all the time, worrying about what suit to wear.
You've been smoking those Mexican cigarettes again, I think.
It looks like.
Say, how about that little wave standing in line in front of you? Is she pretty?
Yeah, wait till she turns so I can see her face. Ooh, she's a corker.
Yeah, the rest of the bottle ain't bad either. Say, watch me give her some of my smooth scuttlebutt. I'll make her think I'm really big time. Hiya, babe.
Hello, high, dry, and stranded.
Hey, Wavy, how about you and me locking dog tags tonight, huh? All stateside talk. We'll go up to Kingsville and drop anchor in the local pub.
Tell me more.
Oh, you like my style?
No, but the steam curls my hair.
Let me try my luck, Bob. Say you're cute. I could go for you.
You better turn off that gleam in your eye, sailor. The blinkers on the SS Arkansas are answering you back.
Oh, Bob, why waste time here? We got dough coming. Come on, paymaster, hurry up. I'm going to re-enlist.
Ah, me too. I love the sea. Water to the left of me, water to the right of me, water in front of me, water in back of me.
Ah! What are you screaming at?
No ship.
Colonna, are you the paymaster?
That's right, Hope. Old Rash with the cash, Colonna. Conscientious custodian of coin bags and upright official of the Navy. Also tequila smuggled in from Mexico, cheap. All right, you guys. Come on to get your dough. Hope, here's your $300. And Montgomery, here's your $300. And here's my 300 pesos.
Well, Colonna, why are you paying yourself off in pesos? You have no reason to go to Mexico.
Where did you count your money?
Colonna, this is counterfeit money.
What makes you think so?
General Washington isn't wearing his uniform.
I know. I mustered him out 2 hours ago.
Aren't you afraid with all this money around?
Of course not, Hope. I keep this rifle by me at all times, and I'm an expert shot.
An expert shot?
Yes. See the admiral over there? Watch, I'll shoot the feather off his hat.
Shoot the feather off the admiral's hat. Be careful, Colonna.
Forevermore. and the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word, and when he holds my hand, I'm here, but forevermore, he's mine, mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart for the little while.
Memory. That's all of that. And thanks to Robert Montgomery for being with us tonight. I'm sure we'll all be looking forward to seeing you in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's They Were Expendable. I also want to thank Admiral Clark and all you men of the U.S. Naval Air Training Station here at Corpus Christi for making this program possible. You've certainly been swell to us, and the amazing thing is that this is our first show of the season, and nobody threw anything at us. Yes, sir, all this meat and no tomatoes. And it was mighty generous of you, Bob, to drop in on us older civilians. After all, this was quite a letdown to you after winning the war. You did win it, didn't you, Robert?
Me? Heck no. I thought you and Colonna won it on your last USO trip.
Win it? We couldn't even find where they kept it. But seriously, there's a lot of talk flying.
Well, of course, it's human nature, Bob. If you were in the Navy, you'd want to pin the orchid on the battle wagons, the subs, or the tin cans, and so on. On the other hand, if you were in the Army, you'd be tossing the victory bouquet to the Air Force or the Armored Division.
Or to Ernie Pyle's idol, a soldier on foot. Yeah, I know.
But the important thing isn't who won the fracas. It's who's going to keep it won. It doesn't take many people to start a war. The tough part is it takes so many to finish a war. We spent plenty of our buddies on this war, and they'd be pretty sore to hear people arguing about who won it, Marines, sailors, soldiers, or science.
You said it, Robert. Nobody would ever deny that we owe those men a great debt. And our first and biggest payment toward this debt and a prescription for veterans' readjustment ought to be American unity. Unity of purpose among labor and management and government. Peace for the purpose.
That's right. You know, folks, in this war, they had guys whose only job was wrapping wristwatches and wallets of the men who got killed. And if we don't fight to keep the peace as well as they fought to get it, war will be open for business again, taking applications for that same old job. Good night, Bob.
Good night, Bob. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Every time, every doggone time, I fall in love. I get a shoving around every time. Every time, every time, every doggone time I call a man. I'm taking a chance on losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit cave until I lose those blues that sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hide out in there. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. Cause every time, every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Robert Montgomery was born Henry Montgomery, Jr. in 1904. He started acting on stage in New York at age 20. By 1929, MGM had signed him to a movie contract, and he became a rising Hollywood star in the 1930s. In 1939, when Hitler invaded Poland and started World War II, Montgomery went to England to volunteer to drive ambulances for the Allied forces fighting in France and Belgium. After the evacuation of Dunkirk in 1940, he returned to Hollywood and made a few more pictures before joining the United States Navy when the United States entered the war on December 7th, 1941. You heard him talk about his Navy service during the show. When the war ended, he returned to Hollywood and made more movies. He began directing, served as president of the Screen Actors Guild, and made his mark on television in the 1950s. He retired in 1960. He has a well-known daughter who followed him into acting. Her name is Elizabeth Montgomery, and she is best known for her role as Samantha Stevens in the TV series Bewitched. Robert Montgomery died of cancer in 1981. He was 77. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of Abba Ibn, history teaches us that men and nations behave wisely once they have exhausted all other alternatives.